Question 3. Many people seem to think that a universal conception of morality requires that we find moral principles that admit of no exceptions. For instance, if it is truly wrong to lie, it must always be wrong to lie, and if one can find a single exception, any notion of moral truth must be abandoned. But the existence of moral truth does not require that we define morality in terms of invariable moral principles. Morality could be a lot like chess. There are surely principles that generally apply, but they might admit of important exceptions. If you want to play good chess, a principle like "don't lose your queen" is almost always worth following. But it admits of exceptions. Sometimes sacrificing your queen is a brilliant thing to do. Occasionally, it is the only thing you can do.